not been, you know, something that I remember anybody talking about, you know, in the sense if you're asking, when I was growing up, was there conversation or information that was relayed about these tapestries that went, no, that was never a part, at least it's not my memory. But I think I remember something like that, you know. No. And again, there wasn't a lot of conversation. I knew the gist of, you know, my mother and my father's experience. This particular part of it was not for conversation. And maybe it's because, what else did they lose, you know? Who else knows what else they lost? My father's family was Berlin, and my mother's family was Vienna. My grandmother, and there's a whole story there about post-traumatic stress, she was from Poland. So the story, there are two tapestries, and so my father's mother, Johanna, was raised by her aunt. And the reason she was raised by her aunt was that back in those days, at some point, if you had too many children and you couldn't afford to raise them, you passed that last child off to a relative to raise who wanted children. So she was raised by her aunt, who was a Posner, by the way. Did you know the Posners? Or the name from Alabama? But anyway.
Yeah, I was there.
That's right.
It was a trip we took. I think you were away at the time.
Right, rebelling. they didn't have TV, they didn't have radio. This is what they did, you know, for fun, I guess, keep themselves busy. They created these two beautiful tapestries, which are based on paintings. I was able to find one painting that it's based on. I'm still, you know, I use Google Lens, you know, to find one painting. I couldn't find the other one. It wasn't identified. So you'll see they're really beautiful, and they're still 100 years old now, you know. So the story of the tapestries, which I've never been able to really confirm, is that the Nazis stole them, as they did with much art. And that they were missing for a long time, whatever a long time is. Again, I don't know the number of years. My father's oldest brother, Paul, had also escaped, and he ended up living in Spain and marrying a childhood sweetheart, Nora, who remembered the tapestries and was determined to find them. And again, this is the story. I've never heard this from Nora. I've just heard this from my parents. Nora did find the tapestries. I don't know where. I don't know. I would love to know the background story of that. And was able to recover them. So anyway, that's what we know. And that's really it. So Johanna and her aunt who raised her made these. I don't know the year. I don't know what the story is for them. Pretty intense. I mean, if you really look at it close up, I wish I had better light here. But if you look at it, I'm going to see if I open this. That will do me for this place. This particular room is it's been neglected. But I mean, you can see, you know, it's beautiful. When I look at these, I look at their eyes. The eyes are really intense in all of these. It's the only connection I have to a woman I never met who's my father's mother, you know? And I know her story, you know? I know her story of, you know, her murder and the Holocaust, and she's one of those people. So yeah, it's there's an emotional connection, especially, and again, I don't know how much about this story about the fact that it was stolen by the Nazis, which adds a whole nother dimension of intrigued to this beautiful piece that, you know, we, just an aside, we had, my parents had friends in San Diego, and they were the Casirers, they were family. And they had one of the Impressionist painters, you know that story? They had an Impressionist.
Oh, they lost that lawsuit.
Well, yes, but it was and it was not a minor painter. This was a major, Monet or somebody like that.
I read the article in the San Diego Union, I think.
And that was stolen. That piece of art was stolen. and they waged a decades long, it ended up in, I think, in Italy or Spain in a museum, and they waged a decade long fight for that penny and lost, you know. And I don't know the you know what the story is, but so there are many stories. I mean, they made a movie, I think, with George Clooney and Brad Pitt about art, Nazi art, you know. So this was a big story about the Nazis and their stolen art. So anyway, yeah, so emotionally, you know, of course, you know, there's a connection, and it reminds me of her. Imagining that, you know, Hitler, what, it was in the 30s, you know, came to Germany. Imagining that this was made sometime in the 20s. I can't imagine this was made quickly. You know, this is, and the two of them must have been an ongoing project. That's why I would love to know more about them. But I won't. I can't. There's nobody to tell me more about them. If it helps you to be strong in your life, yeah, sure. Or to avoid it ever happening again, we need to know. Because as we started this conversation, history repeats itself. That's why it repeats itself in many cases. Or one reason, anyway, that it repeats itself. Don't value the, if you just want to forget about it and move on, which is a mistake, actually, but they don't, you know, but like you said, but understandable to that they don't want to pass it on.